Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
There's a new emergency alert system in Marion County. Let's learn more about it and go in depth with Jeff Anderson, Emergency Management Coordinator for Marion County. So Jeff, tell me about the new warning system that's in place.
Well, Bob, we've got a new tool in our toolbox. Our part of it here in Marion County is called Marion Alert. It's an emergency notification system. Some of your listeners have probably heard systems like this referred to as like reverse 911. One of the brand names is Code Red. You'll hear about Code Red alerts. So we've got this system. It's up and running now. We can actually send alerts if we have to. We're in the process of trying to educate the public, and we are in the process as well of training the first responders that the system is here and how to use it. This will be something that we're doing probably for the next year and a half. It's going to take a substantial amount of time to get everybody on the same page with the capabilities.
Okay, and so an alert will come to my phone. Is that how it works?
Yep. You can go in, and when you register Dr. Bob Leonard with the system, you can customize the alerts that you want. You can get voice alerts. You can get text alerts. You can get email alerts. You kind of get to build your profile and set it up the way you want it. And then, of course, you can always go back in and change it. You know, you can go back in and tweak it if you find something that you don't like or you do like. You can choose. We left our page. We gave our users plenty of choices. We went ahead and put all of the weather alerts in there. But when they register, they get to choose which ones they want. So we're making them all available. But then when you set your page up, you get to choose which ones you want.
Like everybody probably wants a tornado warning, but maybe somebody doesn't want a flash flood warning?
Yep, exactly. That's the exact scenario. Some people don't want the flash flood warnings. I had a lady tell me the other day as we were registering her that she said, "Jeff, I don't need the flash flood warnings. I live on top of a hill." And makes total sense. So it's a good tool. I think most people are going to like it, and I know the public safety leaders are going to like having access to this powerful tool.
Now, is this related to the warning system that comes sort of automatically? I was in the southern part of the county once, and on my phone came, I think it was a Monroe County alert that I hadn't signed up for. Is this a different thing?
No, this is the same thing. This system has, it's a very powerful thing. There's different elements of the messaging. So we can do, you know, basically a local alert to the audience who has registered with us. On a bigger scale, say the streets in Pella on Saturday afternoon of the Tulip Festival, say we have pending weather. We've got impending weather coming in. It's going to be bad. We need to let folks know. Well, we can actually go in and draw basically a polygon on a map, and this system, this type of alert then would use the FEMA part of this. It's called IPAWS, the Integrated Public Alert and Warning System. But that then would capture all of the cell phones in the area of the polygon that we drew on the map and alert them. And I think that's the alert that you're referring to. So that's the top end of it that we can use. And the beauty of that is for events that we have here, like the Tulip Festival and as well as like the Nationals here in Knoxville, we have a large influx of people coming in to participate in those events. But they're not necessarily going to be registered on our Marion Alert system. So that's the beauty in this is that we can still warn those folks when they're here. So it gives us the ability to protect them and inform them even though they're just a visitor.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation about the new emergency alert system in Marion County with Jeff Anderson, Emergency Management Coordinator. Now, we at the radio station, we've had a really good, long relationship with first responders in the county, with you, and with WeatherEye, the National Weather Service. How does KNIA CareLess fit in?
Bob, you guys are going to play just as important a role as you did before. We are limited no matter which part of the messaging service we use. I think the most characters we have is 160 characters. So if we send out a text message, we're limited to 160 characters. So basically, our alerts that we send out, they're going to be pretty short, and they're always going to be referring, you know, we're always going to refer folks to KNIA CareLess to get that local information. The alerts that we send out, I guess, are kind of an attention getter, but then we're going to direct them to local sources to get that additional information. You know, for example, we can give an evacuation order over a text message, but it's going to look like evacuation needed. It's not going to tell necessarily folks where to go. They're going to have to tune into KNIA CareLess or go to your website to get that additional information about what they need to do.
And as always, you know that you wanted to sit there and go on the radio and tell everybody and if that was needed, you or the sheriff
yep.
or anybody would do that.
That is exactly what we would do.
Right. And so all that information is possible. So this is sort of a tickler, get you to pay attention, get
yep.
you to know something's up, and then we'll get you the
yeah,
information.
Exactly. We feel like this is just one more piece in your preparedness toolbox. It doesn't replace KNIA CareLess. It doesn't replace NOAA weather radio. It doesn't replace outdoor tornado sirens. But it's just one more element that we can use to keep people informed.
Now, did this roll out in other places before? Has it been tested other places where you learned a lot?
Yeah. There's currently over 85% of the counties in Iowa signed up to use this system. We came on. We certainly weren't the first. But we weren't the last. We were about in the midstream. There's a fair amount of paperwork that you have to go through, a fair amount of training that you have to undergo in order to use this tool. Because, like I said, it's the FEMA IPAWS system. It's just very powerful, and we need to know what the effects are when we send out a message.
Now, who makes some of these decisions? I mean, I know when there's a tornado warning, I know the
yep.
National Weather Service makes that decision. And so then does the National Weather Service, do they contact your office or dispatch to get that word into the system, or can they control the system as well as local folks?
Yeah, the National Weather Service has the ability, just like we do, when they send out a warning or an alert, when they send out a warning or a watch, it hits the system automatically. So it takes no intervention on our part locally to deal with the weather alerts other than to make sure that the system is up and running.
Okay, so that's it.
Yeah.
And so that might be the first time that you'd hear about it, too. Well, you've been watching it. You've been briefed on reports. If there's severe weather coming, you've probably been watching about it
yep.
for 10, 12 hours.
Yep.
Because you have those sort of situational briefings by the National Weather
yes.
Service, right?
Yes, we do.
All right, so we know it's coming,
but yeah, that first alert that comes out, that's kind of the wake up call that hey, you know, things are getting real, things are starting to happen, and we need to make sure that we're situationally aware.
More in depth after this.
I continued my conversation about the new emergency alert system in Marion County with Jeff Anderson, Emergency Management Coordinator. What's the decision-making process to use the alert system for something, say, tulip time
okay.
or nationals? The National Weather Service doesn't make decisions on the evacuation of downtown.
You are correct. The scenario that you mentioned, it's going to be the public safety leaders in Pella. Chief Bukinski, Chief Van Gorkum, if they make a determination that these folks need to know that there's an impending danger coming in, and if they feel like, using Marian Alert is the best way to notify them in the time frame that they have to deal with. It's simply they're going to make the phone call and we'll get the alert sent out.
And for the track, it'd be Sheriff Sandholt, Chief, that's county property.
Yep.
And Chief Lasada.
That is correct. Right now, my office, our role is to educate and try and get folks signed up for the system. Over the course of, like I said, the next year and a half, we are going to be reaching out to those public safety leaders and trying to get them brought online so that they can actually send out the alerts themselves. The issue that we're going to have is I don't think that we're probably going to send that many alerts, so it's not going to be something that we're real well versed on due to the sheer number. It's going to take just a tremendous amount of education and training to get people there.
Well, and I'll tell you, the first time I got that alert for Monroe County over my phone, I thought, what the heck is this?
Yeah, the Amber alert that came out there, I think it was about a month ago was that a Saturday or Sunday afternoon, mm-hmm. when it came out, you know, it gets your attention when you don't know that that's coming. But I guess that's good. That's the desired effect.
But I didn't even know the system existed when I got that one. So this part of the reason for us talking here is for people to know that this is happening.
Yeah. We want people to know. And we've never had a system like this in Marion County. We've checked into it. We've talked about it. But frankly, they ranged in price from $13,000 to $20,000 a year. And it just seemed hard to justify that kind of expense for we figured we might do two or three alerts a year. Just makes it awful, awful expensive. So we didn't do it. So this system is free to us. So I guess patience paid off for us.
And so how do people sign up?
I'm going to give you a link that I would ask you to put on your webpage. They can just go there, and it just takes a couple minutes. For anybody that doesn't have internet access or a computer, they can call the Emergency Management Office at 641-828-2256. And we'll be happy to take their information over the phone and get them registered. It takes just a couple minutes.
Well, we've got some great libraries in the county. I bet the librarians would help out people doing that too.
Yep, we've got some flyers that we've had printed up, and some business cards, and we are actively working right now at getting those disseminated and set in places like the libraries.
Yeah, and I did it the other day. I don't always like filling out internet forms. I don't think anybody does, but this was really pretty easy.
Yeah, we tried to keep it pretty simple. There's a mix of making it so simple. You make it too simple and you don't have any choices. So we tried to keep the sheer data entry to a minimum, but yet then give them all of the weather alerts, for example. We wanted to give our folks every opportunity to choose down to, you know, the finest details of the weather alerts that they want to receive.
Well, it's interesting and actually nice that it's all in place as we enter our spring, you know, season.
Yeah. We had a goal last year at this time. Our goal was to be online. We knew we weren't going to make the Nationals, but we wanted to be online before winter. Well, the system just wasn't ready. The paperwork for FEMA, it just all took longer. So, yeah, now it is ready, and we've got 654 people right now signed up and registered for it. So that number is climbing every day. So we're definitely better equipped than we were, you know, 6 months ago.
And what's the goal? How many would you ideally like to have?
My goal, personally, would be to have every resident in Marion County signed up. Every cell phone, every landline. I believe that the more people we have registered on our system, the more effective it is, and the better informed our residents are.
Well, like anything with technology, there's always something new coming. Is there some bells and whistles are going to be adding to this in the future?
Yeah, they're actually the company that Inspiron Logistics is the company who owns this system. And they're working on a Facebook and a Twitter feed right now so that it would be automatic. So we can set it up in here where, you know, when alerts are issued, that they're dumped to the Marion County Emergency Management Facebook page or the Marion County Sheriff's Office Facebook page. You know, just helping to minimize the downtime and increase the efficiency of getting those messages out. We are working with the vendor right now on a thing called desktop alerting, where software is in, could be installed on, say, every computer in a school. And say if somebody in the school sent out an alert for, let's just say, an intruder at the school. Got something bad going on at the front door of the school. When that alert is sent out, then anybody with that software installed on their computer would receive a desktop alert. So it would be a very silent alert that would pop up on the computer screen and let everybody know what was going on.
Well, it sounds like all of our local officials, board of supervisors, and on have all worked together collaboratively to make this happen.
Yeah, we've had a lot of help from a lot of folks, and again, it's just there's a lot of education, and you know, for people, it's a little bit confusing, but when you try and keep it simple about, you know, just tell me what alerts you want to receive, tell me that you want to help if a police department or the sheriff's office is looking for a child or somebody who walks away from a care center, tell me that you want to receive those alerts so you can help out. That's what we want.
Thanks to Jeff Anderson for contributing to the program. For KNIA, KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In Depth is available for podcast in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.